What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, September 18th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. We're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we'll open the phone lines for your comments and questions. And of course, in hour number two, we're going to have the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world here. Now, yesterday was Constitution Day. And I don't know, I guess the rest of the year, we don't pay attention to it. But Trump gave this speech in which he really ripped into current educational trends, regarding race and literally teaching the younger generation to hate this country and what it stands for. And it was a really good speech. And he defended American history against the left's subversive cultural poison. No country will ever survive when its own citizens hate it, which is why the left has spent decades teaching school children to do just that. President Trump on Thursday delivered a defiant speech against the far-left cultural revolution, trying to tear down America's history, culture, and institutions. And he made mention about all the statues and monuments that are being torn down to try and erase our history, to erase things that, frankly, a lot of people are very, very proud of here. So the president's speech was addressed to the White House Conference on American History, gathered at the National Archives Museum in Washington, D.C. The president repeatedly attacked the lie that the riots of the past summer were peaceful protests aimed solely at police brutality. The mobs that are ripping down statues of Junipero Serra, Francis Scott Key, and Thomas Jefferson are motivated by something far more sinister, a desire to burn all of American society to the ground and found a completely new country ruled by themselves amid the ashes. Now, Jerry Harris, who's a celebrity Joe Biden surrogate, has been arrested by the FBI and charged with the production of child pornography. The person is known by the friends they keep here. And apparently Harris had sex with and solicited explicit pictures from minors. Now, Harris was featured in the Netflix docuseries Cheer as a cheerleader, had his home raided by the FBI on Monday as part of an investigation into whether the star had been soliciting sex from minors. Boy, it's a bad week for Netflix. They've got this, they've got Cuties, and the controversy over that one. There is a video out there in which Joe Biden is telling his supporters at a gathering, if you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut. And the camera showing the look on Joe's supporters, you can see they're saying, wait a minute, that's not what we want to hear. Taxes are already way, way, way too high. So that was a little bit of a goof. Now, of course, he's being accurate. Democrats love to raise taxes. They always have. There are ideas that all the money of the country should be going through their hands and that you will be grateful for what little portions of it they hand back to you. Now, President Trump has retweeted a video of Joe Biden giving his speech on global warming while Antifa burns America to the ground behind him. And it does seem rather odd for Biden to be going on about global warming when there are so many immediate crises to be dealing with, including the coronavirus. Now, Kamala Harris arrives in Milwaukee in Florida, but like Trump says, no one likes her and no supporters were there to greet her. That's got to be sending a message. Carl Joseph Watson wrote an article saying, how could the Democrats come up with the two most unlikable candidates for president and vice president? Are they really that sure they're going to be able to steal the election? Now, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said liberals like herself likely can push Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in a more progressive direction if he's elected in November. They're basically telegraphing the fact that if you think you're voting for Biden because of what Biden believes in, it doesn't really matter because they're going to change him once he's in office. In a recent interview, the firebrand former bartender expressed optimism that progressive Democrats can likely push Biden further to the left if he's elected president. As a self-described socialist, Ocasio-Cortez's remarks come after reports that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders reportedly has said he does not believe Biden is appealing enough to liberal voters. Ocasio-Cortez endorsed and campaigned with Sanders during the primaries. Okay, James Comey will testify to the Senate probe on the Trump-Russia investigation, according to Republican Chair Lindsey Graham, calling it a day of reckoning. But apparently Mueller is saying he is too busy to attend. Now, yesterday we had a story where it made it sound like Lindsey wasn't trying to call him, but apparently that is not accurate. It's just Mueller is simply not going to show up. And we'll have to see what Lindsey Graham's going to do about that. Michigan is joining Pennsylvania with an extension for the time for mail-in ballots to be counted. A Michigan judge ruled today that the state must accept ballots that arrive within 2 weeks of the election as long as they are postmarked by November 2nd. Now, it's very easy to fake a postmark. You know, there's no security on a postmark like there is on stamps and various other things. You can do it with a mimeograph machine. Anyway, the judge also said the state, which was decided by just 10,000 votes in 2016, cannot restrict who can help voters return an absentee ballot, which means they've opened the door to ballot harvesting. Republicans are launching a massive operation called Commitment to America to take back the House of Representatives and to remove Nancy Pelosi. And now we're close enough to the election where people are really starting to pay attention to what's going to happen in the House and the Senate. And the Democrats are out there drooling because there are apparently some sitting senators who are facing stiff opposition from Democratic challengers. And the Democrats are thinking they're going to hold on to the House and they're going to flip the Senate. They're going to take the White House and then liberal nirvana will be upon us all. Turning to the riots and the protests that are going on over there over at thefederalist.com, they have a story about a study that says, contrary to corporate media narratives, up to 95% of this summer's riots are linked to Black Lives Matter activism, according to data collected by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The data also shows that nearly 6%, or more than 1 in 20 of U.S. protests between May 26 and September 5th, involved rioting, looting, and similar violence, including 47 fatalities. These are not peaceful protests. Now, ACLED is a nonprofit organization that tracks conflict across the globe. Its U.S. project that collected the summer protest data is supported by Princeton University. The project's spreadsheet, collating tens of thousands of data points, documents 12,045 incidents of U.S. civil unrest from May 26, 2020 to September 5, 2020. May 26th is the day after George Floyd's death in police custody with enough fentanyl in his system to have died of an overdose if police had never touched him. Meanwhile, FBI Director Christopher Wray yesterday said white supremacists make up the largest share of racially motivated terrorists in the United States. This is absolutely outrageous, and it's not true. Wray made these statements during testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee. More incidents of attacks on police. A car pulled up to troopers in Arizona, and these two Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers were fired on in apparent ambush attempt in Phoenix. Police are on a manhunt for the driver after apprehending the shooter. DPS officials say the two troopers were uniformed but sitting in an unmarked car when another car pulled up to them and honked the horn. A teenager that was sitting in the passenger seat exited the vehicle and fired at the troopers with an assault rifle. And you can count on the Democrats to make a big deal about that last fact. This is the third attack on police officers in a week. Now, Trey Gowdy is out there chastising Nancy Pelosi. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally condemned violent protesters from the House floor. But according to former House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, it only took 10,000 arrests, $2 billion in property damage, and a couple of cops fighting for their lives to finally figure out the numbers weren't on her side. You can be 100% behind law and order and law enforcement, or you can be, in her case, 100 days behind them. Okay. Rural Springfield, Missouri. Public schools are teaching kids critical race theory, including that saying MAGA and calling the cops is white supremacy. Now, Springfield Public Schools has an Office of Diversity and Inclusion, and the school district is pushing critical race theory to kids in the area to get them to hate their heritage, their state, and the country they live in. And if you disagree with their racist indoctrination, that makes you a racist, too. Now, interestingly enough, there's a viral video making the rounds. This is out of Tethasta.com. There's a viral video making the rounds featuring black, anti-Black Lives Matter protesters in various stages of discussion about the movement, what it means to be black in America, and what Black Lives Matter really means as a concept. The vast majority of black people don't like Black Lives Matter because it makes the image of blacks as a whole look bad. And unfortunately, people paint with a broad brush. We try and avoid that around here. But it's like blacks who don't like affirmative action because they get their jobs on the strength of their merits and their abilities. And they don't want people thinking they only got the job because of the color of their skin. Now, Herschel Walker is out there challenging pro athletes, saying that the Black Lives Matter founder is a trained Marxist, and this is who you're supporting. So, Heisman Trophy winner and former NFL star Walker, who spoke at the 2020 Republican National Convention to support Trump, released a video in which he again threw down the gauntlet to owners of professional sports teams. Now, Newt Gingrich is still making the rounds here, talking about the way he was silenced on Fox News when he tried to bring up the fact that George Soros is funding a lot of these riots and protests. And he's out there saying it seems like there's suddenly a movement in media to silence anyone who speaks out against George Soros and specifically his funding of radical prosecutors seeking to change the criminal justice system by simply ignoring certain crimes. This happened to me personally this week when I was being interviewed on Fox's Outnumbered, when I brought up Soros's plan to get pro-criminal anti-police prosecutors elected across the country. Two of the show's participants interrupted me and forcefully asserted Soros was not involved. Meanwhile, according to a story that we have over here in thinkaboutit.news, George Soros has 200 organizations to attack America. And he's responsible for overthrowing and destabilizing countries all over the world. And now he's turned his attention to this country. With nearly 200 organizations that have launched attacks on Trump and or conservatives, the chaos and anarchy we see all over the country probably won't stop anytime soon. Dr. Rich Swear has published the entire list of organizations that Soros funds. And if he's funding it, you can be sure there's a globalist, leftist, and socialist motive behind it. Now, here is a story we have to take with a grain of salt. It came out of Natural News, but a Twitter account that claims to represent various chapters of Antifa admitted in a tweet that some of the wildfires blazing across Oregon were deliberately started by protesters in order to, quote, draw attention to the climate emergency, end quote. The Scarsdale, New York Antifa Twitter account, which one Abrupt Earth Changes commenter contends is fake, says that it and several other Antifa chapters across America collaborated to ignite fires throughout Oregon to show that climate change and global warming are real. Not very effective if people know the fires are being set. Law enforcement in Oregon have likewise confirmed that Antifa terrorists are indeed lighting fires in protest and in some cases using advanced methods and tactics to accomplish their agenda. During a recent meeting of the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners, law enforcement stated that Antifa is staging full gas cans all across the country, which includes the southern portion of Portland, in order to light more fires in the coming days and weeks. Now, Biden had a little bit of a rhetorical jumping the shark, and he was basically last night talking about the coronavirus. And he actually claimed on Thursday night that President Donald Trump was personally responsible for every single person who's died from the coronavirus, which originated in China. Even the Washington Post called him on this one, saying there's no data to support that. That even if Trump had done everything that the Democrats think he should have done back then, remember hindsight is 2020, even if China had been fully forthcoming, people still would have died. Countries whose response to the coronavirus has been called exemplary still had deaths. But Biden is out there saying that Trump is responsible for the 197,000 deaths from coronavirus here in the United States of America. That is definitely jumping the shark here. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday he expects a COVID-19 vaccine to be fully tested and proven safe and effective well before the end of 2020. I would still put my money on November, December, Fauci said at a Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute panel, according to CNN. Now, Donald Trump just had a news conference talking about the vaccine before he makes his way to Minnesota, where he's saying that there are three vaccines that they think are probably going to work, and they've already started manufacturing them in bulk, waiting for the FDA to approve them, or to approve at least one of them. And they're going to have 100 million doses ready by the end of the year and enough doses for everybody in the country by next April. Now, Nevada is now the seventh state to quietly reverse their decision to block hydroxychloroquine prescriptions for COVID-19. Physicians in Nevada can now once again prescribe HCQ as they deem necessary. Down in Australia, where things are getting really draconian, the Victorian government is pushing a new bill to detain conspiracy theorists, anti-lockdown protesters, and their families. The Victorian government will debate a new bill in the state parliament this week that would hand authorities the power to forcibly detain conspiracy theorists and people suspected to likely spread coronavirus, such as anti-lockdown protesters and their close contacts. Free crime is definitely showing up here. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer was recorded saying the country's largest county would not reopen its schools until after the election, once again betraying that the whole coronavirus issue is being politicized by the Democrats. Anyway, Dr. Ferrer said we don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or reopening K-12 schools at least until after the election in early November. Ferrer said in a conference call with school administrators and medical staff, a recording of which was played on KFI's John and Ken show. Her comments led the California radio show hosts, who obtained the recording, to speculate about why she chose to use the general election instead of some other day like Halloween as a target date, and whether the county health department and schools were trying to manipulate public opinion in favor of the Democrats. Of course, that's what they're trying to do. All right. Mayor Bill de Blasio has once again delayed the reopening of in-person classes at New York City public schools just 3 days before they were set to resume. Instead of sending all of its 1 million students back to the classroom on Monday, September 21st, as planned, the city will now welcome them back on a rolling basis. Preschools will reopen next week, followed by schools serving students in kindergarten through fifth grade on September 29th, then middle and high schools on October 1st. Okay. Even with internal Democratic pressure, Pelosi is doubling down on no to the new Corona bill. Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic House is creating a really hard time for lawmakers to pass the COVID relief bill. I think one of their motivations is they don't want that extra money to show up in your bank account before the election day, because that's going to make you feel warm and fuzzy about Donald Trump. But Pelosi is refusing to accept any offer given to her by Republican nominees. She will only accept her exact request for the deal. In the meantime, pressure, even from within the Democratic Party, is growing against her stubbornness. There are Democrats that are facing uphill battles for their election, and they're thinking that Pelosi's saying no is going to work against them. And yes, it probably will. Moderate Democrats like Representative Stephanie Murphy of Florida said members are starting to push the leadership to do something. Story coming out of Great Britain, government could use emergency powers to give the public an unlicensed vaccine with midwives and soldiers trained to administer it. And ministers would utilize regulations to bypass EU laws if a vaccine becomes available prior to the end of the Brexit transition agreement on December 31st. Even if a possible vaccine has not been passed by European Medicine Watchdog, the government would push it due to the threat the pandemic poses. And of course, they're still out there saying that the pandemic is going to have its second wave as the temperature falls here in the Northern Hemisphere this winter. Okay, apparently contact tracing is failing in a lot of the states. And apparently in a lot of areas like Arizona, the coronavirus is so ubiquitous, contact tracers have been unable to find a fraction of those infected. In Austin, Texas, the story is pretty much the same, just as it is in North Carolina, where the state's health secretary recently told state lawmakers its tracking program was hiring outside workers to keep up with a steady rise in cases as a number of other states have done. Cities in Florida, another state where COVID-19 cases are surging, have largely given up tracking cases. We need to take a break for a commercial, and we will be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And once again, a friendly nudge that Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. And as that little promo that we just played asks, what would you do without Republic Broadcasting? Go back to Fox News, go back to CNN, go back to CBS, go back to PBS or NPR? I don't think so. And we do need your help. And again, thanks to those of you who've been donating, because some donations have come in. Could be more, could be faster. I hate to sound ungrateful, but that's the absolute real truth. We're in a very, very rough patch right now. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. the network thanks you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Terrell in South Carolina. Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I heard on WION News. I recently became a subscriber, actually. I like their unbiased opinion. Everyone has someone in their pocket, but they're pretty cut and clean when they speak of the relations between China and us and all that. But anyway, Taiwan got some weapons from us, and we're going ahead and arming India, and China's aggression is at full. So it seems like you're right. We are ramping up, but this is like pretty bold, you know?
Yes.
Can you remind me of Fast and Furious about the gun? Was that gun running and that us was selling guns to like a foreign nation or something like that?
No, Fast and Furious is we were arming one of the Mexican drug cartels. The official reason given was we were going to trace how guns were traveling through the cartels to try and backtrace and find where they were coming from. But the reality is that we were arming one of the cartels to wipe out its competition so that drug prices could go up and the cut received by U.S. interests would thereby grow.
Taiwan's small enough to be a cartel. However, the arming of the, I guess, business as usual, I guess. That's pretty much all I got. I want to see if there's anything on why, like, what's the end game? Are we, like, ramping up sides right now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, everybody's picking sides. Everybody's deciding which side they're going to come in on, when the big shooting really starts.
Outstanding. Okay, well, thank you for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting back to the international news, Russia has criticized Turkey for its failure to fulfill its obligations under a bilateral ceasefire agreement on Syria's northwestern Idlib province, where the two countries back opposing sides. Despite the success notched up in the fight against international terrorism on Syrian soil, the situation there is far from being stable. This from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova to a news briefing yesterday. The terrorist groups of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and Guardians of Religion organization have entrenched themselves in Idlib. The activities of these outfits have been partially restrained as a result of deployment of Turkish forces in the Idlib de-escalation zone and joint Russian-Turkish patrols on the M4 highway at the section between Sarakib and Jizr al-Shugur, she added. Ankara is nevertheless delaying to honor its commitments under the latest Turkish-Russian deal concluded on March 5th. Okay, we're going to take another phone call from Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's Friday.
Hi. Yes.
I hope everybody's doing well. Claire's doing well,
yes.
I hope.
Yep.
Great. As you know, I'm from Canada. And,
yes.
I donate to RBN, and I donate to your show as well. So I'd like to
say
that. Well,
thank you very much.
So, you know, like some of the people that call up here from the United States, they should be donating as well. Because like you said, I mean, what's the alternative? All these liars.
Yes.
You know, and there's so many. It's just
I'm not paid enough to lie.
Well, that's it exactly, right? I mean, and that's the thing, too. Like, some of these people, some of these talking heads on these shows, I don't watch them because I don't have programming. But, you know, I know who they are. I know who these people are quite well. And, you know, some of them are making millions of dollars a year.
They are.
Right?
Huge amounts of money.
Like, for instance, yeah, like Dan Rather. I mean, what's he famous for lying about?
Which way Kennedy's head went from the headshot.
Bingo. You know, like we already know what the truth is. Anyway,
yes.
So these debates that are supposed to be happening, I think, where do they start, Mike? October 10th?
No, the first debate is the 29th of this month.
Okay, yeah, that's even better. And
yes.
You know, like you said.
Okay,
no
Al, I got to put you on hold. Al, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. And we're talking about, we're talking about politics and the debates, which are going to start on the 29th. Unfortunately, several states, in fact, I think more than 20 of them, are going to be sending out their mail-in ballots before the debate actually gets started. Now, 65% of likely voters have said the debates are a significant part of choosing who they're going to vote for. So maybe the people getting these mail-in ballots will hold off sending them in until after that first debate.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what they're mail-in. Do these people have to apply and send in some kind of verification that that's who they are to, in order to get these ballots?
No, in a lot of states, they're just mailing the ballots out to everybody that's on the voter rolls, whether they ask or not.
So they're literally just ballots.
Yes.
Right? To who may be concerned. Here's your ballot. Anyway,
yeah.
So...
Dear occupant.
Dear occupant. Yeah. So the debates. So because of this COVID-19, there are going to be podiums, and I'm willing to bet if there are debates to begin with.
Yes.
That are live, where actually Biden and Trump are on the same stage. There will be podiums. And
yes.
Donald Trump won't be roaming. I bet you he won't be able to roam around to see what's going on behind door number one, or even to look in Joe's ear, because you and I both know that Donald Trump does not need an earpiece, and he definitely does not need to be reading from a teleprompter, because he actually sucks at that. He really does.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Well, Hillary, during 2016, the run-up to that election, Hillary was caught using a teleprompter embedded in the top of the podium.
Yep. So if that were to happen, how would anybody know?
Well, we'll just have to keep a really close eye on, what's going on around Biden's podium.
Yep, and especially where his eyes are.
Yes.
And if you notice, when people are listening to something, when they have earpieces on, their whole facial expression changes.
Yes.
And even though that Joe's been in politics for, 45 years plus, he's still an idiot. So I think there are going to be these tells. And, this is the sort of thing that people should concentrate on, assuming there's going to be even live debates. What if they're live, Mike, where Trump's in one place and Biden's in another? I mean, it's going to be biased anyway, but, how much worse can it get?
Well, I know that the moderators for all the debates are anti-Trumpers, and that's why Trump wanted to get Joe Rogan in there. Joe Rogan is ready to do it, but it's not going to happen.
No, because Biden couldn't last 12 minutes, let alone 4 hours. It wouldn't be possible. No, he wouldn't be able to. All right, well, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to listening to some of the other callers. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I saw Alex Jones showed, I don't watch the corporate news media, and I don't know the journalist name that interviewed George Soros, but Alex Jones played it today, and I've always been trying to provoke Jones to stop saying Soros is a Nazi collaborator. I try to get him to say that George Soros was a Hungarian Jew who collaborated with the Nazis. That makes it a lot
He's even
clear.
Admitted it on video. Soros has actually admitted he did that on a video interview.
Yeah. Alex Jones showed the whole thing today, where he has no remorse for selling out his co-religionists or anything.
Yeah.
Of course, his real name is Georgi Schwartz. I call him Georgi Schwartz-Becker. Okay, that's his real name. But
yes,
Michael, are you familiar with the Ouroboros? Does that mean anything to you, the Ouroboros?
That's not the snake that's eating its own tail, is it?
Yes, exactly.
And okay.
Yesterday, of course, Newt Gingrich was censored on Fox when he brought up Soros. But then the late great Tex Mars wrote a book, The Holy Servant of the Jews. And I started to read it, and it's been misplaced. Sometimes I have so many books, I can't get my hand. They get misplaced. I still have it. I want to finish it. So I don't know if Tex I used to use the expression that text connected all the dots, but I don't use that expression, Michael, anymore, connecting all the dots.
Okay.
What I'm doing is connecting all the stars of David. I don't connect the dots anymore. I just connect the stars of David. So I don't know. But anyways, Amazon bent Textmar's book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. So I don't think text, because it would have been mentioned on talk radio before, I think. But I don't think Tex actually tied it in with George Soros. But anyways, mm-hmm. Michael, this Soros, why he chose the name Soros is it's the Ouroboros spelled backwards. He took the last four letters of the Ouroboros. He fancies himself the son of Satan. This Ouroboros is the eternal serpent. Dominates the cosmos and everything. And Soros, the reason he took the name Soros is because if you spell Ouroboros backwards, start from the end and spell it backwards, it's Soro, not with no S, just S-O-R-O.
Yes.
And then to add to his ghoulishness, I guess in Hebrew, Michael, a Soro is an urn full of ground bones, like when people are cremated, urns filled
yes.
with cremated bones, cremated people and everything. But at least I think we're smoking out Jones a little bit, because at least he's showing stuff like that now. That's very misleading to keep characterizing Soros as just a Nazi collaborator. I mean, there were German people in Germany that collaborated with the Nazis. In other words, Jones, he's a very clever devil himself, that Jones, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows he's covering for Soros's Hungarian Jewish identity by calling him a Nazi collaborator, so at least we're making progress with Jones. At least he had to. It came out that Soros, is a Hungarian Jew and everything, But
mm-hmm.
It's very scary. And Michael, sometimes I don't like to mention these different subjects, but let me just touch on this, Michael, maybe, and then maybe I can explicate it maybe in a call next week or something. But I'll tell you where people are, where Americans are really getting screwed up, Michael. If I can take a shot at this Christian insanity,
yes.
What's passing as Christian, this Christian insanity. If you ask any of these pastors, if you ask any of these men of the cloth in America, is God in control? Oh, yeah, God's in control. So you're further saying, now, is God in control of everything? Oh, yeah, God's in control of everything. And so now, is God in absolute control of everything? Oh, yes, God's in absolute control of everything. Everything and everybody? Yes, of course. God. There isn't one that won't answer that way, Michael. But I'm going to tell you something, Michael. Even according to their own book, the scriptures, when Jesus was casting out spirits and healing people and casting out devils, the Pharisees accused him of doing it by the power of the devil, by Satan's power. And Jesus said to him, hey, if Satan casts out Satan, how will his kingdom stand? How will his kingdom stand? So the point I want to make, maybe this is a beginning, Michael, Jesus is not in complete and absolute control of everything. If he was in complete and absolute control of everything, he'd be in control. He'd be sitting on Satan's throne. No, make no mistake about it. The great Satan is the king of Satan's kingdom, not Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's two kingdoms. And because these phony preachers and this Christian insanity keep saying that Jesus is in complete absolute, no, he's not. The great Satan is in control of his. There's two kingdoms, and the great Satan is in control of his kingdom. King Jesus is in control of his kingdom, which he said is not of this world. But the great Satan is the king of this kingdom, which is of this world. So if Satan casts out Satan, how will his kingdom stand? In other words, Jesus made it very clear that Satan has a kingdom on earth, and these phony, wicked preachers of Christian insanity, our government has been taken over, Michael, by through these secret satanic organizations and everything, because these phony Christian preachers and everything, they keep citing Romans 13, that all these satanic rulers, communists, that all that authority is from God. Romans 13, there is no power but of God. I'm telling you, you're on the right track by almost being an unbeliever, Michael, because that tells me that you recognize Christian insanity for what it is, you know? But I might talk a little bit more about this next week, Michael. But these preachers are dead wrong when they say, you know, God and Jesus is in complete and absolute control of everything. Make no mistake about it. The great Satan is in control of Satan's kingdom. And we're living in it.
Well, you know, otherwise, you know, God gets the rap for all the hurricanes and the floods and, you know, all the rest of that.
All the abortions. It's ridiculous. That's why we call it Christian insanity. Michael, one last thing I just want to know if y'all are aware of. I'm friends with Charles Giuliani. He lives not too far from me. I've spent some time with him. I visited him several times and spent the day with him and everything. But are you familiar with I think you'd like it, Renegade Radio, Charles Giuliani. And he used to be a talk show host of Republic Broadcasting. And he used to be a Christian, and he became disaffected by Christianity. And are you familiar with Renegade Radio and Charles Giuliani?
No, I'm not. I can't say that I am. No.
Oh, I think you're the. Does Charles Giuliani, the talk show host, ring a bell with you?
No, that must have been before my time.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out, Charles Giuliani. It's renegaderadio. .com or .org. You will get him. Charles Giuliani, just like Mayor Giuliani, America's mayor, so-called. But Charles Giuliani, Renegade Radio. It's very, very interesting. I think you would enjoy it, you know?
Well, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on my atheism because it's not high on my list of things to do. But I'll certainly keep an ear out. I'm being told by our control room that it was years ago that Giuliani was on RBN. And, you know, he must have been leaving about the same time that I was coming on board.
Yeah, and he talks about all kinds of he talks about all kinds of things. He used to be a Christian, but now he's a higher critic of Christianity, you might say, or whatever. He's very critical of it. But he talks about all kinds of things. But just to reiterate, the call that I started with is maybe the top priority as far as. Check out the Ouroboros, and Soros fancies himself the son of Satan. He spells it that Soros. He got it from, you know, spelling it Ouroboros backwards, S-O-R-O-S from the back and everything. And Texas book was banned by Amazon, and here's Fox just silencing such a prominent American statesman like Newt Gingrich. So
yes.
he probably really is the son of Satan. But I'm not afraid of him, Michael, and I know you're not, you know? I'm not afraid of Satan or the son of Satan, okay? All right, Mike. Aloha.
All right. Aloha, Mike, have a good weekend.
True. In Alaska, they say Kwiana. Kwiana.
Well, I've never been to Alaska yet. I'd like to go and see the aurora up close. As close as you can get, you know, being on the ground and everything. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the international news, Belarus is forced to shut down its state border with Lithuania and Poland, as well as to boost border controls with Ukraine, according to Lukashenko, calling on citizens of the three countries to stop their politicians and avert a hot war. He said, we are forced to shut down the state border with the West, particularly with Lithuania and Poland. We are forced to strengthen the state border with our brotherly Ukraine to our great sorrow. In the last few days, we have been forced to build up a joint defense of the Union state with the Russian president and the defense minister. We also boosted the long-planned drills that are being held in West Belarus. Lukashenko noted, we also decided to hold them in two stages amid the difficult situation. I think we're going to see a war in Europe here very, very soon. All right. According to this diplomat here in the U.S., the Shia militant group has moved large caches of ammonium nitrate, which can be used to make explosives, from Belgium into France, Greece, Italy, and Spain. Now, Lebanon-based Hezbollah stores weapons, including large stockpiles of ammonium nitrate, throughout Europe, according to the U.S. State Department's Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Ambassador Nathan Sales. but the diplomat failed to provide any evidence or name any sources to back up his claims. I'll tell you, truth has become such a valuable commodity that our government is economizing it. All righty, over at Fort Hood, there's something very weird going over there, you know, almost like a few good men. Fort Hood soldier collapsed during training, 25 years old, was found dead with bruises and scratches after texting his fiance that something was wrong, according to his family. See what happens there. Okay, getting into the economic news. Wealth redistribution is a reality. The New Jersey governor proposes a tax penalty for the rich. The governor of New Jersey is threatening the economy in the state with a new tax that can scare away much of the upper class living in the Garden State. High-earning New Jersey residents will face an increased millionaire's tax under the new budget deal announced Thursday. The agreement, which Governor Phil Murphy touted as providing middle-class tax relief and fairness, also includes a $500 rebate for two-parent families with at least one child and an annual income below $150,000. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. Actually, we're coming up on a commercial break here, so sit on the line. I'll come back to you as soon as we're done with the commercial. Meanwhile, Raytheon is getting ready to eliminate more than 15,000 jobs due to the airline downturn. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the phone call with Peter after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hear ye, ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to constitutionontrial.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to link a couple threads here, which almost all of them I've expounded on before individually and some of them collectively. But first off, with the mail-in voters, you know, guess where they're going to send all the mail-in ballots? They're going to send them to heavily illegal alien zip codes and heavily yes. Democratic zip codes, and we're going to get horribly. And, of course, they'll just outright stuff them and fill them out and stuff them and all pre-filled out and do that as well. The second thing is it's interesting to hear because you and I have talked about how the COVID virus is being politicized, and now it's pretty clear yes. to everybody that is.
Mm-hmm.
So the COVID virus is being politicized, and guess who's doing it? It's the Democratic Party. Guess who is behind the mail-in ballots? The Democratic Party. Guess who is behind the Russiagate and behind the resistance to Trump's election in 2016? Guess who's behind Antifa and Black Lives mm-hmm. Matter? And
yes.
all the violence is going on, all the violence from the guy that went up and shot that Republican baseball game up
yes.
Back in 2017, to all it's all been done. All this put to the opponent of Ilhan Omar, staffer that just got shot this week. All that is left on right violence.
Yes.
And then when you look at who funds these, and throw in there, by the way, the weaponization of the secret police, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, into the political process, which they've been caught red-handed doing, the weaponization
yes.
of the FISA courts. And then you look at who funds Antifa, who funds Black Lives Matter, who funds the Democratic Party, 18 of the top 20 donors to Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure it will be that this way also, are leftist Jews, frankly.
Yes.
Look who funds them all. Look where all of this comes together. Every freaking time. And I will tell you that if Trump is far from perfect, and I'm going to hold my breath, but I'm definitely going to vote for the guy. But I would tell you that this forum that we are on now will be gone. If they will not, these guys that fund all this up, just like they don't want any criticism in the 28 states where they made it illegal to criticize Israel, they'll make it illegal.
Yes.
It's almost illegal to criticize George Soros now, isn't it? You can't say
yes,
that
it is.
CNN, that's for sure.
That's what they certainly showed Newt Gingrich yesterday.
Yeah, the former Speaker of the House wasn't allowed to discuss something, which is a freaking fact.
Peter, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back as soon as we're done with station identification. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.